Spaniards adrift in a sea of unemployment. The collective wisdom of Spaniards, Eurostat, and the National Statistics Office agree that there is a lot of unemployment in Spain. Why isn't the Spanish government doing more to stop it? Is now Eurostat certified by genuine Brussels bureaucrats, if such certification were necessary at this point? Fully 7 out of the top 10 EU regions with most unemployment are here, including all first 5 positions, out of a total of 272 European regions surveyed in 28 countries. Spain wins at overall regional unemployment, at female unemployment, male unemployment, and at youth unemployment. 13 Spanish regions, out of a total of 17, have more than double the EU average unemployment rate of 10.8%, which is to say, 13 Spanish regions have an employment rate above 21.6%. The only top 10 EU unemployment list Spain is not on, by some stroke of luck, is the long-term unemployment list, where Spain's leading losing region, Ceuta, is almost 4% behind the Greek region of Kentriki, Macedonia, in 10th place. In Ceuta, only 65.2% of the unemployed have been without work for longer than a year. It is noteworthy that all of the high unemployment Spanish regions highlighted today by Eurostat are in the south of the country, physically below Madrid as you look at the map of Spain. And it is noteworthy because those are the same regions that figure prominently in studies of Spain's underground economy. It is notoriously difficult to gather and interpret statistics and theories about Spain's underground economy. But the latest information published by GESTA, the Spanish Tax Inspectors Association, says that tax fraud in Spain has risen by 6.8% since the start of the economic crisis to a new total of 24.6% of Spanish GDP, or some €253 billion. The size of Spain's underground economy is thus not dissimilar to the debt Spain has with China, which holds around €192 billion in Spanish public debt. The two factors, unemployment and the underground economy, are correlated nationally and in Spain's regions. Extremadura, one of the southern Spanish regions that appears in Eurostat's unemployment lists, has the largest underground economy, at 31.1% of regional GDP. The National Statistics Office survey on unemployment is considered more reliable by economists than the government-registered unemployed figure, precisely because it takes into account at least some part of the underground economy. But the result is that the unemployment figure rises compared to the official government toll. It doesn't fall, as one might expect, were lots of officially unemployed Spaniards actually working in the underground economy. Starting to pay VAT on houses, telling the tax man about a waiter's tip or cash-in-hand overtime payments, and people generally avoiding higher taxes across the board would not create any new jobs directly. Unemployment has topped the list of major worries for Spaniards for a very long time now, followed by political corruption. 95% of Spaniards told the country's most trusted survey organisation that there is quite a lot or a lot of fraud in Spain, and 2/3 that the government does little or very little to really solve the problem. The Spain report agrees with Spaniards and continues to wonder why not.